What up, sluts? Welcome.
That's right.
To the first episode of the Kinda Cool Podcast in 2021.
I was like, what?
Happy New Year, everybody.
Also, what if they're virgins and you just called them sluts?
They're sluts for this podcast.
maybe not.
Yeah, probably not. So, anyways, hi guys.
Hello.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, anyway, I keep wanting to say, we did a podcast right before this and I kept saying anyways. I got to get that out of my brain of saying that.
Anyway.
So, I took a week off. As you guys know, if you watched my video that said, hey, I'm taking a week off. It didn't basically didn't say that in the title, but, you know, new year, new me. So, this week, I wanted to talk about this. This is the first thing that came to my brain. This week was very, like, boring for me. I was thinking the day, there was only, like, one day off that I had by myself where I was here all day without Megan. Oh, gosh. By the way, I'm your host, Shaman, of the Kinda Cool Podcast. Joined with me by always by my girlfriend, Megan.
Hello. It's Megan.
So that's us. I'm so stupid. I always forget to intro the podcast. I just think everyone in the world knows us and they love us, but they don't. They don't. Anyways. I said it anyways. So that one day off that I had, I was sitting here at the house bored out of my freaking mind. And I was like, you know, I miss doing the video stuff. And I wanted to do stuff so bad. It's all I could think about. So that's how you know, when you want to do something and when you're passionate about something, you really only think about that and that's all you want to do. So that's what you should pursue as a career. So whatever you think in your brain that you just want to do, like take a week, like if you have a hobby or you have something that you really like and you're just like, maybe I should stop doing that for a little bit. Excuse me. And if that's all you think about and that's all you really want to do for that week that you take off, you probably should keep doing that and try to do it as a job or make it a career somehow the best you can or shoot for it, you know, because that's what's going to make you the most happy.
Some of us don't have hobbies.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, do with the best with what you can. I was sitting there just wanting to do videos, wanting to do podcasts. So I'm so jazzed that I get to do this now. I'm like, yeah, we're doing podcasts. Woo. Excited.
Woo.
I keep having something that, remembered it. I keep remembering this and I keep forgetting it. So I forgot again. Here it is. So if I was able to do this, if I was able to do this job, like if I was able to do podcasts and create videos on my YouTube channel, like if that was my job and not my hobby, I don't know what I would do as a hobby anymore. You know, I'd have to figure out something else. Like, cause this is great for, I have work. I have this as like my hobby and I work on this. But if I just did this, it's like, now this is my job. What would I do to like detox or relax or like just do like something?
Well, I don't see why that's a real, I literally do not have a hobby. Unless you count scrolling through Facebook a hobby.
I don't
have one.
Not everyone needs a hobby. Yeah, I guess.
I've never wanted one, but my ex-husband Wyatt, like, I was really depressed for a while. And he was like, you're depressed because you don't have a hobby.
And
whoa. Yeah. And so I was like, I don't want a hobby. I don't want to do anything. And he was like, what interests you? And I was like, I don't know. I was like super like down.
Mm-hmm. I'm depressed because you're yelling at me.
Probably. I'm depressed because you whack. Never mind. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And so he kept on and on and on. And so finally I was like, I guess I could scrapbook. And he was like, okay, we're scrapbooking now.
What? He didn't have his own hobby? He just did it with you?
No, he didn't do it with me. I just meant, I've got a scrapbook now.
Okay.
You
said we're scrapbooking, like you're doing
know,
it together.
No, we're not doing it together. He liked to play Magic and he liked to play Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He was a super freak. He liked video games, all that. But,
And now you don't have a hobby.
No, I don't have a hobby
again. Why don't you go back to scrapbooking?
Because I hated it. I didn't even make a full page.
Oh, yeah. I think I saw your scrapbook.
Shut up.
I think you still had it somewhere.
I think, yeah.
It was one, the first page you had done.
Well, I don't like it.
Right.
I just said it so he would shut the hell up.
This is kind of your hobby now, too, though. Because you're a part of, like, almost everything that we do.
Yeah.
This podcast is, it's 50-50. It's just as much you as me, which is something I'm changing anyways. Like, it's going to be our podcast now. Like, before, you know, it was the Kind of Cool podcast, and the idea was to have on smaller creators and talk with other people that want to make YouTube for a living.
But, and then nobody wants to talk to you.
Yeah, but nobody wants to be on here, sadly. I mean, so now I'm thinking, and I think that our stuff is good. Like our chemistry, our talks, and it's fun.
Because we're besties.
Besties for the resties.
Hey, that's my thing.
All right, it's your thing.
I got to switch ears on this. It's hurting me.
Yeah, I know. I had to take them off for a little bit. My earphones were, because I have earrings and they dig into the side of my head.
Well, I don't have earrings, but I've got little ears.
Aw. Megan has the cutest, littlest ears in the world. I'm going to take a picture of them and show them to you someday. So what was I saying? Oh, the podcast. I still want to have guests on, but I think it should be us with the guest. Or you don't have to be here every time there's a guest. If you
Depends
want to.
On if I like them or not.
Okay. If it's a guest that you don't know, like if it's a random YouTuber guy, like I say, let's say I do find someone to talk to, maybe it'll just be a one-on-one talk with this other person. But if it's like my brother or my dad or, you know, one of my friends, like that, you know, you could be in that, and that would be fun just to chat.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a fun person, so.
Yeah, you are a fun person. Funny looking.
Nobody thinks that's funny.
Yeah, I know. Stupid dad joke.
Yeah, my joke earlier was funnier.
No one's watched the newest episode of the One Piece podcast.
If you watch the newest episode of the One Piece podcast, then you will get to hear my funny ass joke, and it is funny. Jamin says it's not.
And you'll get that. You'll get the reference. So watch that.
Yeah.
And here's something, guys. This is another thing I thought about this week. Anchor is the podcast platform that you can find this on for audio only listening. So if you have Spotify, Spotify is the best way to do it. Or Anchor. It's not on Apple Podcasts because they won't certify me and put me on Apple Podcasts.
Guess what? Now you're like, you've always been so Apple, but guess who has Spotify? Me. Now you're wishing you had Spotify instead of Apple.
I do have Spotify, though.
You don't.
I do. I don't have Spotify Premium.
You got the free version.
You don't have to
Gross.
You don't have to be premium to listen to the podcast,
you're
by
a
the way.
Fucking peasant.
I have Apple podcast. I have Apple for
that is
music.
For peasants. I tried it. It's for peasants.
Well, I might switch to Spotify because they put my podcast on their platform.
Yeah, and
Apple didn't. So
they're just better in every way, shape, and form.
Yeah, okay. I use Apple Podcasts every day. That's where I listen to my podcasts. But
well,
they
you could use Spotify podcasts.
They shunned me
every day.
Yeah,
shun the non-believer.
So you.
Shun.
So go and find those and listen to those there. Please, it'd be so great. And this is the thing. It is monetizable. Like, you can pay. You can support me and Megan. You can pay, like, a monthly subscriber payment
pay
to sponsor
us.
Us.
We're buying a house. Pay us.
Yeah, we're trying to get a house. But this is what I want to do. If the first person out there that supports us on Anchor, the link will be in this video. They're getting a personal video shout out from me and possibly Megan if she is there and wants to do it. But it's going to go up on the channel.
I'm putting a shout out to myself.
Okay.
Woo woo, Megan.
So I don't want it to be someone. I'm gonna announce this every podcast that we do, but I don't want it to be somebody that I know.
Yeah, so like, you just want it to be some random.
Yeah, some random nice fan person, some random person that's like, you know what? I do like this. I found your channel. I'm a subscriber. Here you go. Here's a 99 cents because you can go. You can support 99 cents. You can support $5 or $10. So even if 99 cents, you're getting a personal shout out and a video on the channel.
What about posted 25 like, hey, cents?
No, money, that's not an option on there. You could donate.
Money in my pocket.
You could donate 25 cents through like on the same place. There's a support button that's like a monthly support, and you don't have to support me every month or us every month, but just like just to show that you subscribed to our podcast on Anchor for 1 month, you'll get the shout out. You can donate 25 cents. Like, there's just a donate button, which is just a one-time thing, but I don't want it to be a donate. I want it to be like a support this podcast 1 month subscription, you know. It's fun.
Yeah, it just makes me want to sing Money in My Pocket.
Yeah, there is a great, is that the guy?
Jack Hartman, Kids Music Channel. Yes, it is the guy.
So Jack Hartman, Kids Music Channel, long name, by the way. Just call yourself Josh Hart.
First of all, it's Jack Hartman.
Call yourself and Josh.
It just says Jack Hartman. It doesn't say Kids Music Channel on all his videos, but
that's the jingle when it opens up.
Yeah, when it opens up, it says Jack Hartman, Kids Music Channel. And then he sings this song. He sings lots of songs. He's my best friend. I love Jack Hartman.
He's
love
not your him. Best friend. He's first a of 40, all, 50-year-old man.
Okay. Well, first of all, he has a song for every single thing that you will ever teach.
Yeah, Megan's a teacher, so she's all about this teacher but anyway, songs and shit.
My literal favorite, I play it all the time, is Money, Money, Money in My Pocket. Money, Money, I Know How to Count It. Money, Money, Money in My Pocket. Money, Money, I Know How to Count It. This is a penny, and this is what it looks like.
Feel free to click off if you want to. I understand.
A penny is worth 1 cent. A penny is worth 1 cent. I'll quit. You hurt my feel bads. I love Jack Hartman.
Are you still here, guys?
I love him.
So that song is, I don't like that song at all.
I love
it. I guess maybe because I hear you sing it way too much and it just gets on my nerves.
Well,
he has one good song and it's a great music video. You know what I'm talking about. It's the grandpa and grandma one.
I'm a rock and roll grandpa.
Yes. Is that what it's called? Rock. What's the video called?
I'm a rock and roll grandma. I love to roll. It's a count to 100 song.
Okay. Count to one. Grandpa and grandma count to 100.
Jack Hartman.
Search it. Watch it. It's great. I love it. It's like they count, but they have to do like a weird dance move for each number.
No, not each number.
Each set of
tens has a different dance.
They do.
Now, but they have lots of them. Like they
dab.
Yeah, do the dab. Windshield wiper.
And they go 22, 23, 24, 25, 26. And they're doing dabs the whole time. Now let's.
That's not the beat, though.
21, 22, 23. It's something like that. It flows pretty good, though.
It does. He's the best.
And they're dressed up even though
they're already old, but they dress up anyway, older.
Yeah, they're already probably grandparents and they dress up like older grandparents. It's funny. It's their only good video.
No, so it unequivocally is not the only good one.
It is there are only lots good that, video.
There are lots. You haven't even seen them all.
You haven't. Have you seen all of them?
Probably not.
There's a bunch of them. I'm sure he has like 1,000 uploads.
Probably. He's the best, though. His wife is a teacher. And so she was always talking about how she wishes there were like more songs for her kids. And so he was like, I'm going to make some songs for the kindergarten kids. Mm-hmm. And then he ended up quitting his job and he became a YouTuber.
What did he do before this?
I don't know. I made that part up. Do not fact check me. He might have a day job. I don't know.
Wikipedia his ass.
No, don't fact check me.
I'm putting it in the video. He probably did, though. That's like not an uncommon thing to do.
Oh, you stabbed me with your foot.
I did not. I barely even put it on you.
I've started reading my kids' snot stew.
Ew.
I bought it when I was in like first grade. And I've still got the same book from when I bought it at the book fair in first grade. The pages are yellow now. There's
snot on them.
No. There's tears.
And snot.
No. It is just so old.
And snotty. Like,
shut up. How old are you in first grade? Let's see. My kids are 5 and 6 and they're in kindergarten. So 6 and 7 in first grade. So I was 6 or 7 when I bought this thing and I'm 20.
You bought it?
What? My mom. Fine.
Okay. I think so.
Anyway, now I'm 26. So the book is like 19, 20 years old.
Whoa.
I've had this book.
Time to throw it away and get a new one.
No. I've had this book for like 19 or 20 years. And you can tell that it's loved. It's got like water stains on it. It's got
tears. Is that what they say? It's well loved.
Well loved, yeah.
It's not old and crusty and disgusting. It's well loved.
But it's a great book.
Snot Stew.
It's by Bill Wallace.
Oh, yeah. I love Bill Wallace. Mm-hmm. I don't know who the fuck that is, but I love him.
He is a very, very good children's author.
Yeah, we should do a podcast called Megan Talks About Books in School Forever.
Well, fine. Talk about something else.
That could be...
Fuck you.
You could do a single solo podcast for teachers.
I don't want to do that.
Okay.
No way.
How about we talk about our diet?
Ugh, diet sucks. I'm not very good at it. I think I've already cheated 14 times, and we've been doing it for 6 days, 9 days, 8 days.
Six.
Yeah. I think I've cheated every day.
Well, that's not a good start, babe.
God damn, your dog keeps farting.
Well, she ate a lot of skunk today.
She stinks.
Yeah, well... Okay. Well, dogs stink. It's part of their
makeup. Well, I'm not talking about her. She doesn't stink. She keeps farting and it stinks.
That's what I meant. They fart.
Ugh, god dang. It's nasty, babe. Put her outside, please.
Well, we tried that. She just starts barking.
But it's so gross.
I don't smell it. Nope, don't smell it.
Maybe it's you.
It's my feet. It's my foot.
No, it's dog fart. I know the smell.
Okay. My feet do stink, though. I've had a long day at work, and my feet were walking and walking, and they got a ranky odor.
Do your feet sweat a lot?
I don't know. I mean,
my feet sweat.
I mean, can you feel them actually sweating?
No, but when I like take off my shoes, I can feel that my socks are damp.
Ah, so yeah, you get a lot of your foot does sweat, and it soaks into your socks. I guess. Yeah,
and most of my shoes smell because of it.
It's weird that you can have a lot of foot sweat, but not feel it ever at all. Like when your arm sweats or your face sweats.
Yeah, you feel it.
So weird, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I guess because there's probably constant contact on your foot with the sock that you never feel it like
and
a little wet
that
or whatever.
And I think the sock like soaks it up real well because usually they're pretty, I mean, they're thick. And then like when you're sweating under your armpit, it's not usually super thick, you know? So
yeah.
You can just feel it and your armpits are rubbing together against your fat sack by your boobies.
Yeah, I know my fat sack by my boobies.
Oh,
So the diet.
Mine's not going well.
It's going pretty well. Like, I mean, it's not going horrible. Let's say that.
For me?
Yeah.
Or for you?
No.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, I have been... I've been eating less calories for sure. But...
So let's kind of talk about what we're doing.
Okay.
So, new year, new us, right?
Not new me.
For me, I've given up. I'm trying to go this whole year without drinking some alcohol. We're going to... I'm not started exercise yet. I did a little bit some days. I think when we started before, we were pushing ourselves real hard to like run a mile and all that. And that was, I think, too much because it was hurting my feet real bad.
It made me want to cry every day.
So I started running a quarter of a mile, like kind of just jogging, push-ups like I was doing, stuff like that. So my main focus is really to like eat better and lose weight first. And then start to exercise a little bit more later.
Yeah, I haven't done a single exercise, but if I'm going to commit, I have to commit to the food first.
Yeah.
And then I have to go to the exercising, and then, but the food is really the hard part for me. But I think really your diet is more important than like exercising. Of course, exercising is important too, you know. Yeah. But I think the thing that you really need to do is like fix your diet, and I'm only going to do one or the other.
Yeah,
that's all I can commit to. It's a good place to
start. I feel like we're at a good place to start. What we changed from last time is we're not meal prepping and everything. We're cooking the same day, cooking that night or whatever. And I think I haven't had too much problems with that. I thought it's been pretty good.
I enjoy cooking. I don't enjoy cooking. I don't like cooking. I enjoy us cooking nightly instead of like heating up a meal.
Yeah.
I just feel like it tastes a lot better, especially like when we were getting towards the end.
Yeah, it's more sustainable.
I mean, yeah, it takes a lot longer than just heating up something real quick.
Yeah, but we don't have to cook those. They don't have to spend 2 hours or 3 hours cooking. Like
I really prefer this method, for sure.
Yeah, I like it too. It's been, and of course, this is the week I wanted to take off. I took off YouTube and all that this week, so I could really focus on the diet and all that. So next week will be a test to see how much I have as far as cooking and how much I need to work and all that.
Yeah.
Which I think will be fine.
I'm really bad at cooking. Really bad.
It only takes like 30 minutes to cook, so it's not that much. Or 20, even 20 minutes. And if we have, we've done some like slow cooker chicken and pork. Yeah,
those are delicious.
So I get here at lunch and I put the food in the slow cooker. And then when we get home, it's ready for us to eat. And all we have to do is make our green beans or our corn or our potatoes.
Or sweet peas.
Rice or sweet peas or whatever we're having for the sides because we have our proteins done. And that's a big part of what we're doing. We're just doing proteins, vegetables, and then a carb. So we have beans, potatoes. I have some brown rice for the carbs. We have just corn and green beans for vegetables because those are easy. I know corn is not like the healthiest vegetable, but I mean, it's lower in calories than eating freaking French fries or whatever else we're eating for like fast food. And then we have pork, chicken, and steak is what we have for our proteins for most nights. Megan and I are really not fish people. I don't like fish, like, at all. Megan likes salmon. She had some salmon.
I like salmon. I like catfish a lot.
You have to fry the shit out of catfish for me to eat it.
I know. That's why I don't eat it.
Or shrimp, too. Fry the shit out of it.
I love shrimp. I like shrimp scamp. I like shrimp anyway. Any way you can make it, I like shrimp. So I think that I'm a little bit of a fish person. I really like sushi, so.
Yeah, I guess I'm not a fish person at all. Megan's dabbles
like
in
tilapia.
The fish.
Oh, my mom used to make that was my favorite meal my mom made was when she made tilapia and asparagus.
Mm.
It was the best.
Mm.
Oh, I wish I had that right now. Mom, send me some tilapia.
Pack it and send it.
Yeah, don't let it go bad either.
Airmail.
She got to ship it all the way from Florida.
One day shipping, baby.
She better get it here.
So what I was thinking is, damn it, I forgot what I was thinking.
Well, and we haven't really been fasting anymore either.
Oh, that's it.
We usually in the mornings we have like an egg and a piece of toast, or we have fruit, or we might have an egg and some fruit. Just kind of depends. And you know, I never thought that I would be able to get up and make an egg and some toast and then have enough time to eat it and get ready. But this week we've been doing it, and you've mostly made my food for me while I've been getting ready, but I still had to take the time to eat it. And there was one day where you didn't make any and I made it for myself, and it tasted a lot better.
Yeah, I don't make eggs good for Megan. She likes them sunny side up
or like over easy.
Easy.
Very easy. I want all of the yolk. I don't like any part of it to be hard. Mm-hmm. I want it all runny.
And I cook the shit out of it.
Yeah.
I like mine done, so.
Yeah.
And I tried to make hers one day, like, a little bit runny, but I still tried to cook it my way just because it's easier.
Yeah.
But I made it that one day. How'd you like it that? Like,
it was good.
Remember when I got
it? Yes, I remember.
It was like today, wasn't it? Maybe it was this morning or yesterday morning.
It was yesterday morning. Oh, yeah. It was good. It's not as good as mine.
You want it more runny than that?
Uh-huh.
My goodness.
It had hard bits. I don't like any hard bits.
In the yolk?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Because eggs do cook. After you take it off, it still cooks a little bit more. I forget that all the time. Like, once you take it off the heat, it still, firms up cooks a little bit more.
I like to eat it right after I do it, so that's probably what it is, but...
Yeah. So I'm eating breakfast.
Yeah, we eat that stuff.
Which is a big change, because I used to fast. I never ate breakfast, ever. I'd have coffee and water in the morning, and I haven't ate breakfast in, like, it feels like years,
probably. I tried that, too, but, like, my stomach be growling during, like... I can usually make it to like reading time, but then at reading time, my stomach starts growling, and that's like 10 o'clock. My stomach's like loud growling if I don't eat breakfast. But since we've been eating breakfast, I haven't really been dealing with that as much. It's been good. And then for lunch, I've been eating like, it's kind of like a Lunchable. It's one of those cracker Lunchables. It's got pepperoni and cheese and cracker. And that's what I've been mostly eating. It's like a low calorie type thing. And then I've done a little fruit tray thing. And then I usually do like a bag of 100 calorie veggie straws, maybe a piece of cheese. And it's been good. I mean, it sustains me until I leave school, but like when I get home, I am ready for dinner. I am hungry. Some days I'm like really hungry, and some days I'm hungry, but it works. And I've really liked our dinners, especially those crock pot dinners. Those have been really good.
Yeah, they've been good. I think, excuse me. The eating breakfast, like, it's a very light breakfast, like one egg and a toast or some fruit. My idea is to have this diet be different so it's more sustainable for me. Because before, I mean, skipping breakfast was not that difficult, but I feel like having that little bit of calories in the morning can help for breakfast, or can help for like till lunch and all that kind of stuff. Like, you can spread out your calories a little bit more throughout the day. And this is something different. Hopefully it will help me stay on it a little bit longer.
Yeah. I'm bad at quitting.
I think
real
that
bad.
I think by March or April, you guys will be looking pretty good.
Yeah. I really hope that I will. I'm probably going to have more cheat days than you because I cannot help myself. If Jenna texts me and she's like, that's my best friend, by the way. If Jenna texts me and she's like, hey, you want to go to dot, dot, dot? I'm going to say yes. I'm never going to tell her no. I might try and find something that's like lower calorie, and I'll, of course, I'll drink water with lemon. But
Luna's snoring.
Yeah. But if she asks me, I'm going to go. So I need to always count that as one of my cheat days. So I really think that I'm going to end up having 3 cheat days a week, even though I'm supposed to have one.
Right.
So really, I'm only like dieting 4 days a week. But
well, still, that's
better than... It's better
than
dieting no days a week.
Yeah, because before, our diets were piss poor. And I felt better this week. Like, I have this fruit juice that I've been drinking. Or it's more like a...
It's nasty.
It's a daily greens drink, which...
It sucks.
Yeah, it's okay. Like, it gets better and better each time I drink it. I just kind of forget
about
it. It smells
like fart juice.
It has kale and stuff in it. It's not... Once... Like, the first 2 days, it was like, oh, this is not super pleasant. But, like, after the... Like yesterday... I was just drinking it, and I was kind of doing other stuff, and you just kind of don't even notice the taste anymore. You're just drinking something, and it's like, okay. So it just goes down. I've been taking my vitamins. We've been getting good proteins and
I've been
stuff
taking
like that.
My seizure medicine.
Yeah, so this has been a good start to the year. I feel pretty good having the coffee in the morning.
I don't think I've missed a seizure pill yet this year. I know it's only day 8.
We're going to keep 9. The trend going. Keep it going.
And I also haven't had a seizure this year.
All right. Don't jinx yourself.
Well, I won't.
Yeah, I know. I hope not. I think maybe a diet plays a part in it. And cooking at home and all that, what the biggest thing it does is it keeps us out of the fast food restaurants.
Yeah, because that's where we want to be.
Yeah, for real. We ate that like... Like at least 4 times a week, we'd eat fast food for one meal, one of those meals.
Yeah, and I'm gonna be real honest. I am addicted to fast food. Addicted, full blown.
Yeah,
and
I am
it's,
too.
Like right now, it's really hard for me to not want to go eat fast food every day. Like I literally think about cheating. Every day, probably. No, not every day. Like the day that I knew we were going to have those pork chops and the day that I knew we were going to have that chicken. Mm-hmm. I didn't think about it those days, but I don't know.
Because we're having good food. We're not starving ourselves.
And it tastes really good.
It's just not as... like it, I'm and it's calorie dense, I'm sure. Like we're probably eating... Like, I'm probably under 2,000 a day, at least under 2,000 a day. Megan is, too, for sure. But, like, it's just, like, we're not eating bare bones. We're not eating 1,000 calories a day. We're eating meals. It's just better meals.
Yeah. We're not getting 3,000 calories on one meal at McDonald's.
Yeah, for sure. Like, my lunches is, like, because I'm weaning myself off of the, we still have, like, noodles and stuff here. So one day I've ate ramen noodles, which are like 340 calories, but they're really high in sodium. But because they're here and they're like super tasty, I've been eating them. I'd eat that and then I'd eat one of the like pretzel packs. Like we have these things that have pretzels, cheese, and apple slices. So I'd eat the, which are like 190 calories or 240 calories, depending on which one. So I'd eat the noodles and I'd eat that and then and that would be my lunch. And then we'd have our probably around 1,000 calorie dinner. And then also in the morning, we had like a 600 calorie to 100 something calorie breakfast. So
600 to 100?
60.
Well, you said 600 to 100.
My
bad. Like,
60 calories because in one egg, there's 60 calories. So one egg to...
And then a piece of toast,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, because one day I only had an egg. And then I had fruit at work. Like, that's a surprise to me that I like the fruit bowl so much. Raspberries, blueberries, blackberries.
I kind of forgot about
slices.
The fruit. I haven't really eaten any of the fruit.
Yeah.
I've eaten some apple slices, and I tried the blackberries and hated those.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they would remind me of my childhood when I was picking them off trees, and I loved them as a child. But
yeah. The raspberries are better than the blackberries. to me.
Are they?
If you eat them together, they're real good, though. Like, if you eat one and eat the other one, it's like, ooh, they kind of work as flavors together.
I'm afraid of the raspberries now because of the blackberries. I just didn't like them at all. So now I'm afraid that the raspberries are going to be just as gross. And I haven't tried the blueberries. I think that I like blueberries, but I can't remember for sure. But I think that I like them.
They're pretty good. Blueberry, they don't have like a big punch of a taste. They're just kind of like, oh, that's a...
And I haven't eaten any of the strawberries, and I love strawberries.
Yeah, I've had two fruit bowls. I only put one strawberry in each one because I don't like strawberries too much.
That's crazy to me. They are my absolute favorite fruit.
They're weird texture-wise, and they don't have much taste, honestly.
Yeah, they do.
No. Maybe they're old strawberries, or they're just not very juicy or something, but I buy them, and it's like, okay. I'm just used to, like, strawberry-flavored things.
Yeah, it's not the same.
It's not the same, but it's like strawberry, like you think of, like, a strawberry-flavored candy. And how sweet and how flavorful it is.
Thinking about the Starburst, the pink Starburst.
Probably. And then you bite the strawberry, and it's like a watered down essence
of
the strawberry flavor.
That's candy.
Yeah, I know.
Of course.
I know. I'm not saying that's wrong or it should be different. It's just like that's my expectations. You know what I mean?
I hate strawberry. Like, I usually like strawberry flavored candy, but I hate strawberry ice cream. Hate it.
I love strawberry ice cream.
Ooh, I think it's the worst candy.
I went through a phase where all I ate was strawberry ice cream for like a month.
Like in your life? Like every day you ate strawberry ice cream and that's it? Or that's the only ice cream you ate was strawberry?
Like if there was if I got ice cream ever, I would get strawberry. Mm. Just like for a little while.
Gotcha.
And if there was what I would really do was get Neapolitan, and I would eat vanilla and strawberry together, and then I would just eat the chocolate, like, by itself later or something.
When you ran out of the other two.
Yeah, that was kind of my strategy for a while. That was my strat. That was me, you know, getting super fat.
I'm already there.
It's so crazy to me of how skinny I've been in my life and how fat I've been. I've been like, you know, from high school to my fattest ever, like 140 to 135. So that's like from high school until my fattest, I gained 70 pounds.
Yeah. You know, I've never really thought that I was a thin person, but I've never really thought of myself as a fat person either.
Mm-hmm.
I just kind of have always thought I'm kind of just average. And where I'm at now is like, I was a little thinner, like in high school and most of college. And then once I was like really living with Wyatt, I got to where I am now. And I think that I've pretty much just kind of stuck here. And I honestly think that this is probably always going to be like, you know, my body type. I think that I'm going to look like this probably forever. Unless I get super fat. I might get super fat.
So you don't think you can change your look?
Well, I think that I can fluctuate it a little bit, but I think that I'll probably always
look. You don't think you'll ever have abs?
No. I won't work out enough to get abs.
I got you. So the diet is the big part.
Yeah.
Like I remember when we were running and you were doing squats and stuff, you started to get more toned up.
Yeah.
Maybe we could do that. Because, I mean, we did crunches and stuff, too.
Yeah. I don't know. I have trouble pushing myself to continue to do it because I don't really like to exercise.
Right.
And I also don't really like to eat right. And you're always talking about how it makes you feel so much better. Mm-hmm. I do not feel better when I work out, and I do not feel better when I eat right, and I do not feel better when I do the both of them together.
Yeah, you felt more tired.
I felt exhausted.
Well, that's it. Once you get past this point, you'll start to feel better because what you're used to is all the sugar.
We did it for a long time. We did it for like, I think we did it like the right way for like 3 months, and it never got better.
You never felt any different?
No.
I mean, did you feel lighter? Because, I mean, you lost a good amount of weight.
No, never. But, I don't know if I can really say that I was more tired. I don't know. I'm one of those people that's always exhausted. And I think it's mostly because of, like, my brain shit and
And the medicine you take.
And my medicine, because my medicine does, one of the side effects is, like, increased tiredness. I don't know. It says it on there.
Increased tiredness.
Increased exhaustion. I don't know. But, like, also, my brain, like, it has to, like, that main artery, you know, it doesn't work. It's blocked off. Mm-hmm. And so my littler ones are, like, working so much harder. And I think that that plays a part, too, in just why I stay so tired.
Well, here's an argument for that. Well, if you stay so tired all the time anyways, why not be healthier and still tired instead of fat and tired?
I don't know. I mean, to me, I'm okay where I'm at, and I stay here. Like, if I work out, I lose a little bit. But if I don't work out, I stay where I'm at, and I'm okay with where I'm at.
Yeah.
I might fluctuate a little bit. It depends on, like, how much I'm eating out and how much I eat when I'm there. But I don't know. I've stayed here. This is where I stay no matter
what I
eat or what my diet's like. I just stay kind of where I'm at. And I'm okay with that because I'm happy with where I'm at. I don't like where I'm at. I don't feel super fat. I don't feel thin at all because I'm not a thin person. But I'm also, I wouldn't classify myself as fat. I would classify myself as, like, an average person, you know?
Right. I see that.
Because, like, I don't have a big old belly, but I got some meat on my bones for show.
Yeah. I'm trying to get thin.
Yeah.
I want to see myself as, like, I think our best goal to shoot for is to just lose as much weight as we can before we start working out.
Yeah.
Like, because I think we'll both see ourselves. Like, if we can see ourselves, what we look like when we're thinner, maybe we won't want to work out as much. Like, but I want to be like tone, you know?
Yeah.
You may just be like, well, I'm fine with just how we are eating and I look fine. I don't want to be like, I really don't want to put on any muscle or I don't want to tone. I think I'm fine like this. And I'd be like, okay, cool. I think that's a goal we can both go to first. It's just lose weight and then we'll worry about exercising and toning and all that if we want to do that afterwards.
I just need self-control is what I need. I'm a real bad cheater. Cheater on my diet.
Yeah, you are.
Thanks, baby.
Well, you don't, like I said, this is not something I'm forcing you to do. So.
I know. I stay hungry. When we're on a diet, I stay hungry.
Yeah, me too. But I've said, and I stand by it this week, I really like the feeling of...
hungry?
No. I like the feeling of being full. I'd rather be full to / a little bit hungry all day than overstuffed and feeling sick
and
bloated.
Yeah, I feel that same way, but I don't know. I
haven't had soda all week either.
I have. I've got one right now.
We needed some podcast energy.
Yeah. I mean, look how much I've drank, so.
Yeah. Just a sip out of the top, it looks like. Yeah,
I have.
I've had green tea. I've had this energy drink that I got, this, like, a pre-workout / hydration drink that I drink, like, once a day.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of, like, Monster or whatever, like I would, Red Bull, like I would do.
I pretty much solely drink water. Like, even when I go out to a restaurant, I get water, unless it's a fast food restaurant. At a fast food restaurant, I usually get a soda. But if I'm at a restaurant, like a sit-down restaurant, I'll always get water with lemon. And when I'm at home, I only drink water except for when I take my pills in the morning and night, because my pills taste awful. They start to melt.
She drinks that Gatorade.
They start to like kind of melt a little bit as soon as they hit your tongue. And it tastes so bad. So I use like a blue Gatorade, but I get like one of those mini size like bottles. The 12 pack. I think I've had that 12 pack for like 6-7 months now. Because yeah. I take one little drink in the morning and one little drink at night.
Yeah, that's true. And
usually it'll stay. Usually the bottle will stay in the fridge for like 2 weeks. It usually takes me 2 weeks to get through one of those bottles.
And one of the things that would happen though is that I would get real drunk and then I'd be hungover and I'd drink like two of them the next day.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't noticed.
Yeah, so now that I'm not doing that, they'll stay here even longer.
because I used to really love Blue Gatorade. I used to drink it every single day when I was a cashier at Walmart. Gatorade's
too sugary for me now.
Yeah, I don't like it really anymore, but it does a really good job of masking the flavor. And like I said, I cannot take my pills with water. I can't. They taste so bad. Yeah. That I can't do it. And I should probably do something that's a little bit better for you than Gatorade. But I'm just like, it's 2 tiny swigs a day. So I think it's fine.
Right. All right, let's switch gears a little bit. Megan, what is something that you would like to talk about? Do you have anything?
Hold on, I'm thinking. I thought that maybe I did, because I thought I was going to bring something. Oh, I was going to talk about the house hunting thing that we've got going on.
All right. Yeah, are buying a house.
Yes, we are buying a house, and we've been looking at houses for a little bit. On the very first day that we went looking, we found a house that we fell in love with. We put an offer in, but somebody beat us by like just a tiny bit of time. And the people were like, well, we have to go with the first offer. Even though we were offering them exactly what they were asking for, and we didn't ask for closing costs. So I thought they were crazy, but whatever. They went with the first offer. And
a small offer of $1 million.
Anyway, I was super depressed about it. I was so sad. And then we kept going and looking at houses and looking at houses and looking at houses. And we could not find something that we just loved. And we really couldn't find any 4 bedrooms either, which is really what we're wanting. Because Jamin really wants a room for his YouTube stuff.
Yeah, studio.
And I really want to have a guest room and a room for Peyton and a room for us. So we thought a 4-bedroom is probably the only way that we're both going to be satisfied, because at first we were thinking we could do a 3-bedroom and put the guest room and Jamin's studio together, because we're not going to have guests very often at all. I mean, we'll have probably a couple a year that spend the night, because I'm sure that my mom usually comes to see me like once a year, so I'm sure that she'll use it. And then I'm hoping that Hannah will come down the night before Peyton's birthday parties and she'll use it. And then maybe if Jenna might come over and we might, maybe if she drinks, maybe she'll spend the night. But I don't know. I doubt that Jenna will very much, because she very much likes sleeping in her own bed. But I don't know. Maybe Jenna once or twice a year. Maybe Hannah once a year. Maybe not my mom once family. A year. Well, sure, them too.
Okay.
Anyway, I don't I don't think that we'll use the guest room like super a lot, but I want to have one for when we do need one, because I never want to push Peyton out of her room and say, Peyton, will you sleep on the couch tonight? Or Peyton, will you sleep on an air mattress tonight? I don't want to do that to her. I think her room should be her room. But I mean, of course, if we have another kid, either the guest room's going to go or your studio's going to go, just depending on where you're at with the YouTube. I'd be willing to get rid of the guest room for a few years if we have another kid and your YouTube's really popped off, but...
Yay! That's awesome. It'll be popping off, guys. You can make it happen. Pop it off.
I still really like having a guest room.
Subscribe.
But now, after looking at a million and one houses, one that we were going to look at the very first day that we went looking came back on the market. It had, somebody had put in an offer and they accepted it. So, and they were going through everything on that. So we weren't able to look at it because they were done letting people come look. They told us no, we couldn't come look anymore. And then yesterday, I think, it came back on the market and we went and looked at it that day. And we put in an offer that day. And they sent back a counter offer and we agreed to their counter offer. So I believe that if everything goes well, we will end up living there, and it's great. It's a 4-bedroom house. It's big. I love the flooring. It's very pretty. I love the colors that it's painted. It's got a little sunroom. We're gonna have to build a fence for Luna, so that's one downfall. But I mean, pretty much everything else I do really, really love about this house. And I'm super excited. I really hope that we get it.
Yeah. Look for a vlog, guys, of...
New house.
Plot twist. Some
watch it fall through and then we never get a house.
I'll get a vlog of Megan and us, and we'll say, we didn't get our house, and then it'll just be Megan crying for 10 minutes in the video.
Pretty much. God damn. I am so sick of not getting the houses I want.
Yeah, I feel good about this one.
Yeah, I think because they told the other people, no, we're going to go with the first offer because they were first.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, what if these people don't care?
Well, the homeowners said, no, we're not going to accept any offers. We're going to go with the first one.
Hey, weren't we supposed to hear back from this tonight or no?
Well, we signed the counter offer.
Okay.
So they were saying, we want this. And we said, okay. So they've accepted. We've accepted. It's accepted.
So terms are good.
Yes, because...
Oh, so we're pending.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because we told them what we wanted.
Right.
Then they said, well, we want this instead. And
so
we
is
said,
this not a done okay. deal, baby? Seems like we got
it's...
New house, guys.
I mean, it's pretty... It's...
Get a studio tour in a month or two.
Well, it has to be appraised and inspected.
If the appraisal is lower
than
something, then
we... And if the appraisal is lower, then we have to renegotiate and re-sign and redo everything.
Right.
And then we still have to do, like...
Is that a law or something? Or is that like the bank or the bank will be
bank,
like...
Your bank will not let you... They won't let you get it
if it's
for
a bad...
under the appraisal value. They won't pay for it.
Under the appraisal value?
Yeah, they will only pay up until the appraisal value. And then if it's under that, you either have to renegotiate or... They ain't paying for the rest of it. They only going to pay for this amount.
Oh, so if it's appraised at like 140, we have to say, well, we can only give you 140?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Which might happen. Well, who knows?
I mean, It's a nice house. It's pretty. It's big.
Yeah. I guess we'll see.
Yeah. And I might not be 100% correct on that, but...
we're not realtors.
Yeah, we're not realtors.
We're first-time home
and
buyers.
We are literally first-time home buyers. So, I mean, we're just doing our best. But from
ambulance going by.
From what I understand, that's how it is. But anyway, we're super excited. We hope we get this house. It's beautiful. I can't wait.
Yeah, I'm ready for some news.
I just can't wait to have my own fucking house.
Yeah, and pay towards it's an investment in our future,
we're
everybody.
We're paying towards something instead of putting money in some dude's pocket.
And I can't wait to get, like, I know this is like a guilty pleasure of mine, I guess, but I love to, like, decorate and arrange houses and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, everything in here, I hung up, I arranged. Like, I asked Megan, of course, like, what do you think about this? But I've, all of the decisions that we've made in here
have been your ideas.
Basically my ideas.
Yeah. I'm not really good. I'm learning I'm not good at anything. I'm not good at cooking. Don't have a hobby.
Well, I
not good at decorating.
I wouldn't say I'm good at arranging stuff either, or like setting up a house. I just have a vision in my head of what I like or what I want to do. And I love to like put stuff there and like set up stuff and like
my
decorate.
My punk ass can't
like
visualize
that.
Anything. But anyway.
Yeah.
I'm super excited about the house. Y'all keep in touch because you're either going to be excited with me because I'm next podcast. I'm going to either be really happy or I'm just going to be crying in the microphone. Y'all tune in.
Great content upcoming for sure, guys. So that's it for this podcast. This is episode 16, I think, of the Kinda Cool Podcast. And that's me, Jamin.
And me, Megan.
And we're going to sign out. Subscribe, like, comment, and all that YouTube stuff.
Bye,
we
friends.
We appreciate you for all the support. Mm. Follow us on our social medias or whatever.
Don't follow me.
Okay, not Megan, but, you know, mine's are down there. And support me on the Anchor app. Let's get that 99 cents, guys, so I can give you a shout out.
Bye, friends.
Bye, friends.